Junko Tanaka is a 50-year-old homemaker living in a suburban single-family house with her husband and three children. She first noticed a change in her wrist joints in the morning about a year ago. She started to feel stiffness in her wrists after getting out of bed, and the stiffness gradually increased, slowing down her morning routine. She also felt warmth in her wrist joints when cooking. She did not take these changes too seriously at first, but then joint pain developed. The joint pain gradually increased in severity until it became unbearable. This made her take her condition more seriously, and she decided to go to an orthopedist. She conducted a web search on the painful stiffness of her wrist joints and came to suspect she had arthropathy before going to the hospital. At the hospital, she was diagnosed as having rheumatoid arthritis, RA, as she had expected, but emotionally, she had been prepared to accept the reality. Hiroshi Mizuno is an occupational therapist working for the hospital where Junko was diagnosed as having RA. Hiroshi received instructions from Junko's attending physician and was put in charge of her. Hiroshi measured the ranges of motion of her fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders with a goniometer after asking her some questions about her daily life to gather information about her condition. Junko had difficulty cooking and cleaning, especially when her joints were stiff and painful in the morning. She hoped that the chronic pain she felt in the activities of daily living would be relieved as soon as possible. Hiroshi suggested that Junko do her daily chores wearing a waterproof wristband to protect her hand joints. This was a simple, ready-made assistive device that could be used for her kitchen work. Hiroshi also taught her how to use her hands in her daily activities to avoid imposing needless mechanical stress on the joints of her fingers and hands, as mechanical stress can result in the damage of the articular cartilage tissue when blood tests show the inflammatory reaction of RA. Junko needed to live with the disorder with a minimum amount of articular motion until her symptoms could be eased. Hiroshi suggested that Junko reduce the burden of housework to provide herself with enough rest. Junko listened to his advice and explanation about how to live with the disorder. She told him that she would ask her husband and children to help her with her daily chores, but she wished to at least prepare meals for her family, as doing housework, especially cooking, was a labor of love. Hiroshi listened to her and acknowledged her wishes. This is why Junko started to practice how to hold pans and knives with both hands.